Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated showers and thunderstorms, otherwise cloudy skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies, mid-90s, with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows around 74. As we enter Saturday, sunny, chance of storms in the afternoon. Right now, it's 81.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer leveled off after 2 months of sharp declines. The July reading, 134, down 3 points from June. Both producers' sentiment regarding current and future conditions also dropped. The index of current condition dropped 6 points to a reading of 143, primarily due to weaker crop prices. The index of future expectations dropped 2 points to 130. This month's sentiment index marked the lowest barometer reading since July of last year. Producer sentiment regarding their farm's financial condition more optimistic when prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat were surging last fall and winter into early spring. Still, recent sentiment readings suggest farmers remaining cautiously optimistic about financial conditions on their farms. The Farm Financial Performance Index, which asks producers about expectations for the farm's financial performance this year compared to last, improved 3 points to a reading of 99. That's 43% higher than July of last year. The Farm Capital Investment Index declined for a fourth consecutive month, dropping 4 points to a reading of 50, as farmers plan to reduce their farm building and grain bin purchasing for the upcoming year. Only half of producers indicate they expect a rise in the price of inputs by at least 4% in the year ahead. Tyson Foods will require all of its U.S. employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19, becoming one of the first major employer of frontline workers to do so amid a resurgence of the virus. Tyson, one of the world's largest food companies, announced yesterday that members of its leadership team must be vaccinated by September 24th and the rest of the office workers by October 1st. Its frontline workers must be vaccinated by November 1st. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the state of Kansas reported that it saw tax collections in July up 11% than what was originally expected, which they say is good news during the COVID-19 pandemic. But some officials still worry about the economy as the pandemic continues. Cake News reports that the Department of Revenue for the state collected nearly $603 million in general tax funds last month, compared to the $543 that was expected. It was the 12th consecutive month in which tax collections were greater than expected. Many state officials say they are watching the economy closely as more cases of the Delta variant of the virus continue in the state. In other news, the Kansas City Chiefs have made their announcement that those going to the Garth Brooks concert at Arrowhead Stadium will be required to wear masks. KWCH News reports the decision came after the city of Kansas City's mask mandate went into effect on August 2nd. The statement released by Arrowhead Stadium said that all concert goers will be asked to wear the mask when entering or spending time inside enclosed public areas of the stadium. For more guidance and protocols, you can go to chiefs.com/stadium/COVID. Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
A growing number of Kansas public school districts are imposing mask mandates because of the more contagious COVID-19 Delta variant. At least nine local school districts across the state with more than 92,000 students as of yesterday had imposed a mask requirement for at least students 12 and under who cannot get the vaccine. Most are requiring masks for everyone indoors. The nine districts have more than 19% of the state's total student population. Kansas has seen new COVID-19 cases over the past 6 weeks, and state data shows that confirmed Delta variant cases have doubled or nearly doubled every 2 weeks. Governor Lori Kelly is recommending that K through 12 schools require everyone to wear masks indoors. In other news, police say an Olathe man who was hit by a vehicle in the Kansas City suburb over the weekend has died from his injuries. TV station KCTV reports that 62-year-old Joseph Miller was hit on Saturday morning around 9 a.m. Paramedics rushed Miller to an area hospital with critical injuries. Police say that he died from his injuries, and investigators say the driver involved in the crash stayed on the scene and is cooperating with the investigation. No charges have been filed in Miller's death. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Thursday. Nebraska state officials offering bigger incentive packages to try and get people to work in the state's prisons, veterans' homes, and other facilities which require around-the-clock staffing. The Omaha World Herald reports that state officials say the more generous bonuses are a short-term solution to keep the state competitive while they look for a longer-term fix to the labor shortage and a growing number of vacancies. One union official says higher wages, not temporary bonuses, are the only real fix for staffing shortages at facilities such as the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution. Search crews are looking for a missing 7-year-old boy believed to have fallen into the Missouri River. Rescue teams and police were called just before 6 o'clock Tuesday evening after the boy went missing at NP Dodge Park along the riverside in North Omaha. Police say the boy, identified by police as Abby Goering, was at the park with family members last seen playing in the river. Mid-America Network News. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A recall petition has been filed with the Nemaha County Clerk's Office for Amy Sutbeck, Position 1 Board Member, USD 115, Nemaha Central. Submitted July 12, signatures are being verified, which will determine if the question goes to the November 2nd general election ballot. Voters would then determine yes or no if Sutbeck should retain her seat, which will be up for re-election on the same ballot. She won a majority of votes in a Tuesday primary with 82, while the other three candidates shared 53 votes total. Allegations of not allowing parents to make decisions regarding health care of their children and a violation of a Senate bill requiring a prompt appeal hearing were cited in the petition. Two members of the three-person recall committee were candidates receiving votes in Tuesday's primary, which resulted in Sutbeck gaining the most votes and a second-place tie between Doug Dollinghouse and John Howard. COVID counts locally continue increasing, with Marshall County showing 21 positive cases, including one hospitalization as of Monday. That was up 4 from a week earlier, double that of 2 weeks back. Washington County has 4 active cases as of Monday. Some of these are the more contagious Delta variant. Nemaha County at 43 positive with one hospitalization was almost double in positive counts of last week's. Vaccination efforts continue for those 12 and older. Area schools are determining protocols for fall classes, which begin soon. Union Pacific Big Boy Steam Locomotive will depart Cheyenne, Wyoming Thursday, August 5th on a month-long multi-state tour that will include Nebraska and Kansas. An overnight stop is planned Sunday, August 8th in February, arriving at 5 p.m. with departure Monday morning at 9. Big Boy will pass through Marysville at about 9:30 Monday, but is not scheduled to stop until noon for a half hour at Onega. Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society has posted a watch point southeast of town on the group's Facebook site. The full schedule and timeline is online at up.com/heritage/steam/schedule. A series of listening tour stops hosted by Kansas Corn will include Marshall County on August 10th. Dinner stops in the state will include Goodland, Garden City, Lawrence, and Fredonia, as well as Marysville Tuesday, August 10th, beginning at 6 p.m. Corn and ag issues will be highlighted. Anyone interested can learn more at kscorn.com or contact the Kansas Corn office at 785-410-5009. Blue Valley Technologies is hosting a series of meetings on cyber hacking and threats to local businesses. Jerry Horton will discuss vulnerabilities and strategies for increasing online security. The free meetings, open to the public, will be Wednesday, August 11th, with a complimentary breakfast served at the Blue Valley Technologies office in Home City beginning at 8 a.m. RSVP courtesy is appreciated. Additional meetings next week are planned in Topeka, Manhattan, and Salina. An open house in Washington County next Thursday, hosted by NextEra Energy, will address the proposed High Banks Wind Energy Center in Washington and Republic Counties. Residents are invited to stop in anytime August 12th, 6 till 8:30 p.m. at the FNB Bank in Washington to meet with NextEra staff regarding the project. Additional information is online at highbankswind.com. A fire Wednesday morning south of Beatrice along Lakeview Lane resulted in significant damage. The blaze reportedly started in a garage area but quickly spread. Residents of a home were able to escape safely around 2 a.m. Wymore and Blue Springs fire departments provided mutual aid, including tanker trucks, transporting and pumping water to the location southwest of Beatrice Country Club. Cause of the fire yet to be determined. Brady Mills, age 23, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Aurora, Kansas, St. Peter's Cemetery. Visitation, Thursday noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Brady Mills. Ruth A. Lovell, age 83, of Beatrice, passed away Monday. Graveside service Saturday, 9:30 a.m. at Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ruth Lovell. Mary Ann Shirley, age 90, of Vermilion, passed away December 15th. A celebration of life service is planned this Saturday, August 7th, 2 until 4 at the Axtell American Legion for Mary Ann Shirley.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have an upper-level shortwave moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest, just isolated showers and thunderstorms across the area for this Thursday, as well as cloudy skies. That system will move off towards the east, high-pressure system overhead for tomorrow before a low moves into the area for the weekend, bringing chances for some showers and thunderstorms Saturday into Saturday night. Upper-level ridge moves in starting tomorrow through the weekend, even to the early parts of next week. We will see temperatures back into the 90s. So across the area, cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s around 90. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid 90s. Tomorrow night, clear, mid 70s. For Saturday, sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 93. And Saturday night, scattered storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early August, 91. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 69. The record low, 42. Sunset this evening at 8:35. Sunrise in the morning, 6:31.
Think it takes a lot of specialized equipment to can food at home? We will run down the surprisingly short list of basics today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 5th, the 217th day of the year. Astronaut Neil Armstrong was born in 1930, and Cleveland became the first city with electric traffic lights on this day in 1914. Have you avoided learning how to can food because of the complicated equipment required? Actually, there are only a few items that are really necessary. Aside from canning jars with lids and rings, the only truly specialized tools are a jar lifter, exactly what its name implies, and a jar funnel for getting your pickles, peaches, or veggies into the jars. You may already have the other tools you'll need. A large deep pot, a ladle, and a dish towel or two. Just a few basics that can start you on the road to a lifetime of satisfying food preparation. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about canning at almanac.com.
This is an audio demo of the new Sonic app. Just look at that menu. Here are some of the Sonic classics, clearly. I'll customize my tots by adding those. Gotta get the ocean water. What is that color? An ocean blue? See that? Drinks and slushes are always half price in the app. And this is how you do the contactless payment. Will you look at that? I guess you can't, but you can when you order in the Sonic app.
Limited time offer. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Baseball wins yesterday for the Wichita Wind Surge and the Kansas City Royals. We'll start with the boys in blue. Salvador Perez hit a two-run homer, and the Kansas City Royals went deep four times to beat the Chicago White Sox 9-1. Kansas City ended a four-game losing streak, while the AL Central leading White Sox lost for the eighth time in 13 games. Salvador Perez launched his 27th homer in the third inning, tying his career high. Royals back in action today, wrapping up the series with the Chicago White Sox. First pitch this evening at 7:10. The Wichita Wind Surge won their third straight game yesterday with a walk-off single to complete a comeback 7-6 at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. The Surge increased their division lead to four games over second-place Arkansas with the win. The series with Midland continues tonight, first pitch at 7:05. Kansas Mid-American at Work Sports.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they receive the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core
of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Now to the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Steve Futterman is there with an update on the men's sprinting events.
Once again, American runners are fast, but not quite fast enough to get gold. Here are the 110-meter hurdles. The overwhelming favorite, Grant Holloway, is edged by the Jamaican Hansel Parchment. He loses by 5/100ths of a second. This goes along with what we've seen in a couple other races so far. In the 100-meter dash, Fred Curley finished second to the winner, Marcel Jacobs. And in the 200-meter race, the U.S. finished second, third, and fourth, but the Canadian, Andre DeGrasse, wins the gold. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
Side note to that story, Andre DeGrasse is a former Coffeyville Community College runner. The Canadian powered past a pair of Americans and now has an Olympic gold medal in the 200 meters. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Thursday Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network.
A replay of the state AA Legion Baseball Tournament. Marysville post 163 games at Pittsburgh last week. Available for download on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Is it a flower or a weed? Do I keep it or pull it? These are common questions I hear from gardeners. Fortunately, there are some tools to help you with their identification. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start with a visit to the library and check out a few weed ID books to see which ones work best for you. Here are a few of my favorites. The National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Wildflowers of North America by David Brandenburg includes images and help with weed identification. Cornell University's Weeds of the Northeast includes a key for identification and excellent pictures of weeds from seed through flowering. It also includes many weeds found throughout the U.S., not just in the Northeast. Or check out some of the online resources. Start with university weed identification sites, such as those at Michigan State University, the University of Missouri, and New Mexico State University. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today we might look at a travel guide for insights on where to take a vacation. Those who looked at this man's travel guide decided not to vacation here, but to move here. The story of one river town and the families who came here nearly two centuries ago is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As Cindy Brown explains, there is one man responsible for many of those who settled near Herman, Missouri.
There was a gentleman by the name of Gottfried Duden in Germany who came here and produced a series of letters, almost like a travel log, that told of his experiences here. And that motivated many people who were otherwise already interested in immigrating to come to Missouri.
The German Settlement Society of Philadelphia began to promote the area for settlement, a place that reminded many of the Rhineland Valley back home.
There was a tradition of German settlement societies that originated from Germany, and they came in small groups and as many as several hundred at a time. Most of them ran into difficulties on their, you know, it's a big journey to make over here.
But it was the settlement society based in Philadelphia that prompted the most people to come here. It was structured much like a modern-day business.
It was where you had stock in a company and you bought shares. And from the money that they had available from the sale of those shares, they purchased the land. They bought about 11,000 acres for about $15,000, most of it government land. And so within a matter of a couple of years, and this is in 1836, they started, 1837, first settlement, they had 90-plus homes here and about 400 people.
Nearly two centuries have passed, but the town remains solidly tied to its founding families.
If you went through the phone book, you'd see a lot of German names. And in fact, there are many who can still speak German, or they remember grandparents who spoke German. And it was, in fact, taught in the, this was one of the few schools chartered to teach in both German and English way, way back.
More next time as we travel the countryside. In Herman, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Up in the country with multi-platinum artist Rodney Atkins performing live August 19th at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Performing his hits, Caught Up in the Country, Watching You, and his latest single, A Little Good News.
A little good news today.
Must be 18 or over to attend. Tickets for Rodney Atkins live are on sale now at prairieband.com/shows.
Size isn't determined by dimensions or how big an egg looks. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It's the total weight of a dozen that classes eggs anywhere from peewee to jumbo as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Grocery store and buy a carton of eggs, do you pay attention to the size? Maybe you open it to find some eggs are bigger than others, even though the carton is labeled as medium. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says eggs are sized not individually, but based on ounces per dozen.
So when you go into the store and you see large eggs, that's 24 ounces per dozen. Extra large eggs would weigh 27 ounces per dozen, and medium eggs would weigh 21 ounces per dozen. And they're the three main weights that you normally see in retail stores.
There are many factors that go into what size of egg a chicken will lay, and backyard
chicken owners may be surprised to find a whole gamut of sizes from their birds. Frame says it depends on the breed, the age of the bird, its weight, a pullet versus a hen, and even environmental conditions. If you're making a recipe that calls for one large egg and you only have small, it's not going to matter much. But when the recipe calls for multiple eggs, you'll have to make adjustments. For example, four small eggs are equal to three large ones. Sometimes when I crack open an extra large egg, there are two yolks in it. Those eggs are usually laid by a pullet when she first comes into production.
The ovary, instead of depositing one ovum, or what will become the egg yolk, into the oviduct, which forms the egg, it actually drops two of them. And then, of course, all the albumen and material gets around those two yolks, and they're treated as basically one egg. And then when they go down into the shell gland, the shell is formed, and they come out as a large egg. And usually they're kind of oblong shaped, too.
Learn more about egg sizing and how to work your recipes with it at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
When my husband and I got married, we started putting together a plan to buy a house. We were so excited about the idea of moving that it consumed every detail of our lives. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. While setting big goals, like buying a house, is great, it also makes it easy to get so focused on the goal itself that we forget about the other important elements in our lives. When it comes to setting goals, it may be beneficial to take a short and a long-term view. What do you want to accomplish 1 to 3 years from now? And what do you want to accomplish 10 years from now? Maybe 30 years from now? You may want to consider working with a financial professional. They can help you get on track to achieve some of your big dreams, like buying a new home or retiring early. And they can also help you think about how other things, like generosity, can be part of your near and your longer term goals. So don't only focus on one goal. Take a comprehensive approach to experience financial clarity and live your life of purpose.
Premier Estates of Pawnee City advises senior citizens to stay well hydrated during the hot summer months. Limit time and effort spent outdoors during the day and know the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke so you can stay healthy and safe. From Premier Estates of Pawnee in Pawnee City, driving excellence in long-term care.
The two sides of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. While the Farm Workforce Modernization Act has passed the U.S. House of Representatives, the Senate is still mulling it over. A recent Senate Judiciary Committee hearing included testimony indicating there are strong feelings both for and against the bill. Arturo Rodriguez headed the United Farm Workers of America for many years.
The time is now. We have a House of Representatives that has passed this bill twice. A chair of the Judiciary Committee who is committed to farm worker legalization. We have a president that is ready to sign it. And now we need the Senate to use every tool at its disposal to honor the people that we rely on to feed our nation and bring stability to the ag industry.
Leon Sequeira is an attorney who counsels many ag industry employers. He told senators that the existing H-2A visa program is broken and that the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, in its present form, is not likely to solve the problem of labor shortages.
In recent years, most farms have seen little, if any, increase in the price they receive for their crops. There is no margin to absorb rising production costs when you are competing for space on grocery store shelves with imported fruits and vegetables. Americans want cheap food, and bad government policy is pricing U.S. farmers out of the market.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
New for 2021 at the Nordis Motor Company is a Silverado 1500 model work truck. It's a sturdy 4x4. They have a 2021 Chevy Blazer Sport Edition and Trailblazer all-wheel drive. Take your choice. And a 2021 Buick Envision Essence. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the battle over the Biden administration's Environmental Protection Agency's move to roll back the Trump EPA's Navigable Waters Protection Rule that reversed WOTUS is heating up again. At least 30 GOP farm state senators are behind a bill to make permanent last year's Navigable Waters Protection Rule that reversed Obama WOTUS and its wetlands permit requirements. The issue has been in and out of the courts since 2015 and is a major concern for the American Farm Bureau and President Zippy Duval, who, with state presidents, met recently with EPA Chief Michael Regan.
He said, you know, pre-2015 ruling, there were some good things in the Clean Water Act. I think I'm saying that right. And he wants to evaluate what was good there. He wants to evaluate what was good in the 15 ruling and what might not have been good. And he wants to evaluate the current one.
But Duval cautions,
if they attempt to take navigable out of there, it's probably going to be a deal breaker.
But farm state senators, including Iowa's Chuck Grassley, are not waiting to find out.
You need to stay with the current bill. And I'm co-sponsor of a bill that would do exactly that. But I'm sure that this administration is going to want to change it. They may want to go back to the Obama era. I've been led to believe that they're trying to find something in between Trump and Obama, and I probably won't even like that, but that's better than Obama.
That's where isolated and even temporarily wetland features like ditches and potholes were considered navigable. Grassley and fellow Iowan Joni Ernst recently wrote USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack on agriculture's concerns the administration might roll back last year's rule that replaced WOTUS. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB. Paid for by...
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Senators spent the weekend finalizing the details of that massive bipartisan infrastructure bill and now start debating amendments. Maine Senator Susan Collins, one of the group of 10 who took turns talking about their bill on the Senate floor last night, said the legislation represents the most significant investment in the infrastructure since the construction of the International Highway System. The legislation would provide $550 billion in new spending for roads, bridges, inland waterways, rural broadband, and other needs. A bipartisan group of 29 lawmakers, known as the House Biofuels Caucus, asking the EPA to issue renewable volume obligations in the Renewable Fuel Standard for 2021 and 2022 and increase advanced biomass-based diesel volumes for 22 and 23. The letter reads, low-carbon advanced biofuels important to states and cities that are pursuing carbon reduction goals for clean, low-carbon transportation and home heating programs. Biomass-based diesel reduces carbon emissions by an average of 74% compared to petroleum diesel, the lawmakers said. Now, EPA has yet to issue proposed volume requirements for 2021. Now, the agency must finalize proposed volumes by November 30th, according to the Renewable Fuel Standard. U.S. export sales of wheat for the week that ended July 22nd got a boost from a relatively large commitment from Chinese buyers, according to the latest data from the Foreign Ag Service at USDA. China purchased 128,900 metric tons of U.S. wheat for delivery in the 21-22 marketing year. It makes the largest purchaser, helping push up the weekly total sales to all destinations to 515,200 tons. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Summertime and the Valspar savings are colorful at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. From July 30th through August 8th, get up to $60 back on your favorite Valspar paint during their summer rebate event. Choose Valspar Pristine Interior Paint and save $12 per gallon container. Save on other great Valspar paints, too, during this time. Take advantage of rebate savings at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville through August 8th. See the rebate URL in store for more details.
Or not to spray. There are factors to consider before you apply fungicides on your corn. Disease levels are number one on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Soggy conditions in much of the Corn Belt this spring delayed planting. This could also mean delayed harvest in the fall, which sets up a risk for fungal diseases. Northern corn leaf blight, gray leaf spot, tar spot, and others could affect yields. Before you spray fungicides, there are several factors to consider, such as environmental conditions and where the diseases are showing up. Darren Mueller is an extension plant pathologist at Iowa State University. He says you can get a good indication of disease pressure without walking into the field. A lot of your scouting can be done from the computer.
One of the things you can be doing is reading newsletters from seed companies or the extension services from not just your state, but the states around you, looking at Twitter or whatever social media that you are on, and just look for the chatter. So if tar spot's blowing up in the same areas, you're going to hear about it. Once you start seeing that chatter, you know, you should be walking out in the field and making sure that what they're seeing would be reflecting on what's going on locally.
Know the foliar disease resistance of the hybrid you're growing. On intermediate and moderately resistant hybrids, any yield benefit would not cover the costs of the fungicide application.
My encouragement would be to be using a fungicide when a fungicide is needed. And so try to not look at yield response when you're considering a fungicide, and that's hard to do. But really, that yield response will happen if you're applying the fungicide to manage the fungus at a high enough level that would warrant a fungicide.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the decision to apply fungicide on corn at agriculture.com.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
Third Road Ag Sales have Concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
markets as we roll through Thursday. Kansas City wheat still struggles. September KC wheat down 5.5 at 688¾. December down 5.25 at $7.25. Chicago wheat and Minneapolis wheat are in the doldrums too. September corn is at 555.5. That's up 9¾. December corn is at 553.5. That's up 6¾. So corn continues to look good, as do soybeans. September beans up 8.5 at 1340.5. November beans up 8 at 1333¾. All the back months are good in soybeans, and the products are mixed. Soybean meal is up. Oil is down. September soybean meal is up 320 at 354.70. October's up 280 at 353.40. September bean oil is down 11 points at 62.21. October is down 6 points at 61.73. Canola is up. November canola is up 590 at 878.70. And cotton is up. October cotton is up 36 points at 91.08. So with the exception of Kansas City wheat there, things looking pretty good. Now, as far as the livestock complex is concerned, that's a whole other story, because nothing looks good in the livestock complex. October live cattle down 107 at 127.90. December down 82 at 133.12. All the back months are in the red. September feeder cattle down 65 at 162.22. October down 75 at 164.70. All the back months are down, some by well over a dollar. And hogs are having a tough day today. October hogs down $3. That's the limit at 87.12. December hogs down 277 at 80.75. So not having a good day in hogs. Cattle are both lower, and mixed numbers in the grains. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers, and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like, and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Blow. May you all legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.